Cars and girls, I live for cars and girls. 11. We're digging out the leather. Oh my gosh, what a set that was, huh? I'll let you catch your breath. I need to as well. All those sweet, sweet riffs, courtesy Ross the Boss Friedman, lead guitarist of the Dictators. Lost Ross. Same day we lost John D. Graham. Yep, just less than a week ago. Back in February, Ross announced that he had been diagnosed with ALS. And a month and a half later, he was gone. Yep. We were lucky enough to see the Dictators a grand total of one time in Winnipeg. Might be, I don't know if it's my, it's a tie, really. I think favorite shows I've ever seen in Winnipeg. Prince at the Arena and the Dictators at the Spectrum. 1991. That was just a year after Manitoba's Wild Kingdom put out the album And You. We heard two cuts from that album in there. The Party Starts Now, the classic. And a unreleased old Dictators number after that. New York, New York. That had been in the Dictators set for quite a while, but had never been released prior to that album. We also heard a cut from the very last Dictators record, just a couple of years old, self-titled. Let's Get the Band Back Together. Andy sure enough singing lead on that one. That's after they parted ways with Handsome Dick. Ross, I think the only other Dictator who would have anything to do with Dick. I guess Scott, Top Ten Kempner, you know, had a foot in there. But man, Andy and Dick did not get along. And maybe the less said about that, the better. I don't know. Ross was a bit of a right-wing guy himself. But he seemed to get along with everybody just fine, really. Everybody, yeah, I mean, they got along fine. Dick, on the other hand, is another story. But we heard a couple of cuts from Blood Brothers there. The classic there, Stay With Me. Earlier on, we heard Faster and Louder, the first opening song from the classic 1978 album. That was the first Dictators record I ever heard. The only reason I bought this record back in the day when it was a brand new album was because I had heard Bruce Springsteen went 1, 2, 3, 4 at the beginning of that song. That's the only reason I bought it. It was just to hear Bruce count to four. The rest of the record, I thought, well, whatever. I just want to hear Bruce count. Because that's the kind of guy I am. So I went out and bought the record. And I listened to it, and it didn't sound like Bruce at all. Like, I don't know if you're real familiar with that song, if you've ever really paid attention. But at the beginning, you know, some guy counts off 1, 2, 3, 4. But it sounds like Andy. And never sounded like Bruce to me. And I thought, wow, what a load of horse hockey that is. But then it turns out, like years later, and this is years later, I'd listened to the rest of the album and just loved it to bits. And I was already an insane fan at that point. But years later, took me years to finally realize that it wasn't the first 1, 2, 3, 4 that Bruce was responsible for. It was the second 1, 2, 3, 4. Like later on in the song, you know, the way the song builds up, the guitar solo builds up, and then there's this climax, and somebody counts off 1, 2, 3, 4. And if you listen to that, most definitely Bruce Springsteen. Yep. And of course, Ross and Bruce shared a nickname, you know. I'm a huge Springsteen freak, everybody knows, but man, whenever somebody says, please welcome to the stage the Boss, I have to look twice to make sure which boss it is. because, yeah, Ross is way up there for me. So, yeah, they played the Spectrum in 1991. I did get to see the band one more time in Philadelphia. I just happened to be in the right place at the right time about 10 years later, and they were actually better. I mean, my favorite local show ever, seeing them here in 91, 10 years down the road, they were actually better. I don't know how that could be, but it's true. It was such a great show. Oh. So long, Ross. We'll miss you too. So now it's an about face. Now we're, where is it? Where'd my CD go? Is it here? Yeah, it's here. Now we're going to listen to the new Charlotte Cornfield record. Yeah, something completely different. The album is called Hurts Like Hell. Charlotte Cornfield, she played the Folk Fest, 3 years ago or something? And hasn't been back since. She played... The Real Love Kids put on one of those little rural festivals last summer, late in the summer. And she played that in the afternoon, probably did 35-minute set or something, and that was that. And never played Winnipeg proper. I sure hope she makes it through. I don't know if she's gonna. People at that level, it doesn't make financial sense a lot of the times for them to tour. And she's got a, she had just had a baby when she was here at Folk Fest. So, she's got this 2 or 3 year old kid, which I'm sure keeps her pretty busy. And why go out on the road to lose a few grand and maybe hope to sell a few records? I don't know. I don't know if we're going to see Charlotte in town supporting this record, but I sure hope we do because it's a great record. And I'd like to buy a copy. I haven't found one. I know I've seen a CD in town, but I haven't seen one of the cool Ocean Wave vinyl copies anywhere to buy. I looked into ordering one, but it's all of a sudden, you get shipping charges in there, and a $30 record is $50 all of a sudden. I just can't do it. But... Hopefully somebody will get it in cheaper. Or we'll buy one from Charlotte direct. That's what I'd like to do. Not that I have to have vinyl. I'm not really one of these freaky vinyl guys, Some people are. But, there's this meme. You've probably seen it somewhere. I forget exactly what it says, but it's a real pro-vinyl statement. And it says something to the effect of, because nobody ever asks to see your MP3 collection. Well, for all you people, I dedicate this song to you. Oh, I have the wrong disc. let me try that again. Okay, now it's got to load up. We'll get there. We'll get there eventually.
Guys were called Squid with 3 D's, rehearsed above a restaurant on Saint-Denis. And sometimes you'd play until 3, and other times you'd argue. I hadn't planned on being at the show, had already walked most of the way home. But suddenly the night wasn't dead in my head, plus as destiny said she'd go. You were wearing a white t-shirt and Oxfords. I hadn't seen you around. You had part of the mic cable curled in your hand when you addressed the crowd. You sang, I wanna share files with you. I wanna share files with you. Standing at the back near the bar, and I turned to Destiny and said, what's up with this guy? She said, he's moving back to New York. Well, I could have stuck around to say hi, but I was bummed you were leaving and a little bit shy. So I slipped out and down the stairs into the night. All the time singing, I wanna share files with you. 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 Destiny said you and I were destined to meet, and we did one night on a Greenpoint street. I'd come out of Pete's candy store and into the heat of September, and I said, hey, aren't you the guy from Squid? You said, it's funny, that's how you know me. It was just that one show that we did. And I said, what was that song you played? It went something like this. I wanna share files with you. I wanna share files with you. I wanna share files with you. At the bar with a nylon string guitar, 10 friends in the crowd, 2 drink tickets down, speeding off on a bike in the middle of the night, invincible feeling, jagged lines on the ceiling, paint job in my room. Someone should have said that kid needs a vacuum. It sure as hell wasn't you. You were putting up a curtain in my moldy bathroom, bringing a pizza bite, telling 2 truths, 1 lie. I really wanted to believe you. I really wanted to see you. Friday, staying out, lying on Destiny's couch, throwing down about love. Burn copy of the best of early to the fall, playing pop Montreal. I wanted to make it a good one. I wanted to make it count. I was was still having fun. Worship my idols and wanted to be one. We're all listening to Neil Young. You said your favorite record was Zuma. I always dug you and your sense of humor. 2 a.m. with your hand in mine. 2 a.m. with our love in mine. Said you wouldn't turn around, but it was hard to go. We moved too fast when it could have been slow. Got too high, cue the crushing low. Now I've been everywhere, I'm Hank Snow. I could have let it die, I guess I never grow. It's a long, long game.
In the hands of a man, just can't play. You're like a fool in the dark. Who you gonna lay? You're like a student on vacation. Can wait for your class to resume. You're a flower in the dark. You're a Channel 9 ad on Channel 2. You're getting married. getting married. If you get married, you're like a moron who's got a sense, but he doesn't ever let it show. So you start a magazine and you show it to your friends. Now you say that you both be real happy. Tell me to my eyes, flower child, hey flower type, hey flower wife, if you get married, you're getting married, you're already married, you don't even know. Johnny takes his time and loses all his friends. He says, blah, 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 they all nod and dance, man. Now you say you both be really happy, and you forgot to tell cage or a flower in the dark, you ain't nothing that I ever waste my time. You're getting married. You're getting married. Don't you get under a tree. Bony Maroney, you and me. Now you know where the door is, but you're afraid to say you can see it. Concede nothing, gain nothing, confirm it, confirm it. Get ready. you. At least you fuckers ain't enemies. That's nice to know.
No, no enemies here. No enemies on the Twang Trust. We love everyone. Those are the Replacements. You gotta jump through hoops to get that one. They came out with one of the big deluxe archival releases of the album Let It Be a few months ago. And I was looking forward to it, and it's the most disappointing one of the batch that they've done, for sure. All the others have had a live gig attached to it. And I don't know why they picked the gig they did to put on this outing, but it sounds awful. It's just an audience recording. And there's a couple of interesting moments, and I guess it was a decent show and stuff, but the quality is just so subpar that, after listening to it once, I've no inclination to ever listen to it again. But if you ordered it, if you ordered the box set from the record company, you had the option of ordering with it a 10-inch vinyl EP, 5 or 6 songs, recorded at City Gardens in New Jersey, which is where that last recording comes from. It's a super rare recording of the song called You're Getting Married. There's a handful of other, songs from the era. Nothing overly rare. There's a cover of 20th Century Boy, which is always great. The whole thing is great, really. Much better quality than the album or the gig that they released along with the Let It Be package, for sure. Apparently, it was only the 5 or 6 songs that they had from the show, so they couldn't, release the entire show. But because that particular song was just so insanely rare, there's an acoustic demo of that song on the CD issue of the Stink EP that came out a while back with bonus cuts. But that's first ever live band version of that song I've ever heard. And I think the people involved in putting these things together thought the same thing and figured, well, this has to see the light of day in some way. But it's only on 10-inch vinyl, and you can only get it from Rhino online mail order, which would cost you like $1,000 or some stupid thing. So, or you can find it on the net and download it for free like I did. Yeah, that's the way to go. Before that, a couple of cuts from the brand new Charlotte Cornfield record, Hurts Like Hell. We heard Long Game and Squid. Squid with 3 D's. Oh, I love Charlotte Cornfield. I got a note a couple of weeks back leading up to the big Fuse show that happened at the Park Theater a couple weekends ago. Had a note from a guy who we played one of the final shows ever, a tape of the final 6 show from 1980 was it 84 or 85, I forget now, one or the other, but it included a song, an original song called The Sandman, which I have fond memories of hearing hundreds of times back in the day. But it's one of those songs that just never, they've never revisited it. The guys have revisited a lot of old songs and re-recorded them and updated them and stuff over the years. But that one they never did. There's another song that this our friend Andrew pointed out was one of his favorites, also from the 6 era. And I was just rummaging through some cassettes the other day and found a demo of that song. It's a song. They did it on TV once. There was this great old show, local band show on CTV, hosted by Raccoon Carney. Remember Raccoon Carney? Any Raccoon Carney fans out there? I don't know. But the Six did a show. It was a great show, and they did this song. This version we're going to hear doesn't even sound that good. I think the live TV version is better. But just because this is exclusive and I have it and you don't, I'm going to play it just to lord it over you. Because that's the kind of guy I am. And on the same tape was another song that it's even rarer than the song To Find Someone, which is what Andrew was looking for. This one, I don't recall them ever doing this. I may have seen them do it, but I think this one goes back even earlier. And this is back when they had moved to Toronto after the Fuse broke up originally, and they moved to Toronto to form the Six, and then the Six would come back and play the Hotel Fort Garry for weeks on end on a fairly regular basis. And they might have done this one at some point, but I don't know. I hadn't recalled it until I got a hold of this demo recorded in Toronto in 1984. And this is just such a great song. I can see why they wouldn't do it. It's, you know, maybe not in their wheelhouse currently, what they're up to, but it's a great song. It's called Take This Boy's Heart. And this is the Six, who we like to call from Winnipeg, here on the Twang Trust. Oh, that was weird. Let's try that again.
Remember the sport when you leave town. hopes that you feel a hand warm on your back, and he hopes it's his. If it's not, he still hopes that it's there. So now we're near the snow, feel ourselves down. Remember the score for the one you leave town. Out of the place where the water goes. Take this boy's heart.
Hi, this is Dave
and Jeff,
and you're downtown and underground with the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM.
Thank you.
Well, there you go. A couple of rarities from the Hatcher Briggs Clan. 1984 in Toronto. They recorded those to find someone and take this boy's heart. Yeah. That's going to do it for the Twang Trust tonight, kids. Stay tuned for Sane here on CKUW. And we'll give you one more from our old pal, John. Still feeling cruddy about this one. But what are you going to do? It's a big, sweet life, ain't it, John?
Hey, this is John D. Graham, and you're listening to the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 in Winnipeg.
Why don't you come outside? Get a look at that sky. It's like a dream I had one time. Oh, the sky was on fire. Yeah, but that was just a dream. And this is real life. And it's a big, sweet life. It's a big, sweet life. I had the fear in my legs, and they would not walk. I had the fear in my mouth, it did not want to talk. Yeah, but fear is just a dream, and this is real life. And it's a big, sweet life. 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 Come here, you beautiful thing. Come here, you beautiful everything. Big ideas, made some fancy plans. Oh, but I got it all wrong. Man, oh man, oh man, those were only plans. And this is real life, and it's a big, sweet.